AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region. And we're back live in studio. It is July 14th. Dan Keller with you. Thought there was going to be a Supreme Court decision around Line 9, but it hasn't come out. Doesn't look like it's coming out this week. We will keep you, everyone, updated on that. Check out my Twitter feed, Dan Keller, for updates. As soon as it comes out, I'll give it a read, give my interpretations of it, and see what it means. Hopefully, we'll be the first on the analysis ball to be able to say what it means. We'll give it a read, consult with a lawyer or two, to a constitutional lawyer, and then we'll talk about it, because there may be huge implications, including the shutdown of the Line 9 pipeline. If the Supreme Court of Canada comes back saying the Chippewas of the Thames, First Nations rights were not upheld in the approval process for the Line 9 pipeline, then I can only assume it will be shut down. And if it's not shut down by the courts, it will be shut down by the people. No more of this waiting. Enbridge is making billions of dollars from the products flowing through Line 9. Meanwhile, the Chippewas of the Thames First Nation and many other impacted Indigenous communities are receiving little benefit and having their treaty rights, their human rights, and as well as Indigenous rights as original peoples of this land, to not to say Indigenous rights aren't also human rights. Oh, now I'm in some rights bubble, the ladder of oppressions. I don't know. Anyways, I am going to read this piece from Vancouver Media Co-op, also talking about shutting down pipelines. What was the other thing I read about Line 9? Valero, who accepts what's coming out of Line 9, is planning to shut down their terminal for upgrades 2018-2019. Is that indicating that they know or they're predicting the decision won't go the way that Enbridge wants it to, that it will be, actually Line 9 will be shut down before then? Is that why they're planning these upgrades? Ooh, did they get some inside information? Should people be selling their Enbridge stocks right now based on that? I don't know. I don't have Enbridge stocks. If I did, I probably would have gone to the annual general meeting and had some words with Mr. Monaco, but other people do that, so I don't have to. Good on them. But yeah, talking about shutting down pipelines. Fire sparks call for pipeline shutdown. This was posted just today by Flux, by the Working Group on Indigenous Food Sovereignty, vancouver.mediacoop.ca. And of course, if people aren't aware of the situation in Alberta and BC, wildfires fueled by climate change are raging across the province. I know Prince George, was it, has had their population increase. 8,000 people, obviously not paying enough attention from this side of the country, have our own crises to deal with. But yeah, if people didn't know, fires are burning across unceded lands in British Columbia, also colonial stolen lands in BC, Alberta. But here, this piece from VancouverMediaCoop.ca, fire sparks call for pipeline shutdown. SWEPM want Kinder Morgan to halt oil flow by the Working Group on Indigenous Food Sovereignty. Chase, BC. SWEPM elders, youth, children, and families are calling for an immediate shutdown of the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline in light of the forest fires raging through their territory. They fear the pipeline poses a serious safety hazard. They also say the unprecedented increase in fires is evidence of global warming created, in part, by Alberta tar sands oil transported by Kinder Morgan. Quote, "We are in a critical state of emergency dealing with the impacts of climate change," said SWEPM teacher Don Morrison, adding, "This includes catastrophic flooding and fires, as well as social issues such as poverty, increased violence against our women, and high rates of death from substance abuse in our communities," unquote. Morrison, founder of the Working Group on Indigenous Food Sovereignty, says, quote, "The health of our families and communities relies on our ability to harvest wild salmon and access clean drinking water, both of which are at risk if the Kinder Morgan pipeline was ruptured or impacted by fires." The SWEPM Malusu Assembly is demanding a moratorium on any pipeline proposing to transport crude or diluted bitumen through their vast traditional territory, where they are stewards of the forests, fields, and waterways that flow from the Rockies on their way to the ocean. The Assembly met last month to reaffirm its traditional title and authority, saying, quote, "We have never provided and will never provide our collective free, prior, and informed consent, the minimal international standard, to the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline Project." The statement continued, "We explicitly and irrevocably refuse its passage through our territory. Investors, take note, there is no SWEPM consent for Kinder Morgan. Kinder Morgan will not pass through SWEPM territory." And that's the doubling of the Kinder Morgan pipeline that they're proposing. Of course, it's currently there and pumping tar sands oil. To view the SWEPM Lusu Assembly Declaration, check out SECWEPEMCULECW.org. Check out indigenousfoodsystems.org as well and wildsalmoncaravan.wordpress.org for more going on here. But fires spark call for pipeline shutdown. And that's in BC, the traditional territory of the SWEPM. We're going to go to a song and read one more story about the fires if I can find it. It's a cover of The Rebel Spell's Last Run, and this one is by Ancient Grains. And I don't know, there's something about this version. I really enjoy it. I hope you will too. AUL Radio will be back in a few moments.
Disappear.
Well, radio back here. That was Ancient Grains with a cover of the Rebel Spells' Last Run off of the Rebel Sing, a tribute to Todd Sirius and the Rebel Spell. We're going to go to another read, and this one also related to the wildfires, the fires. What they call them wildfires, but these are the result of industrial, capitalist, human activity. This increase in intensity of the fires is because of climate change, and we cause climate change. These are not, they're raging out of control because of human activity, unchecked industrial destruction of this planet. But APTN News reported yesterday, a chief says RCMP threatened to call in child and family services if parents fail to leave community. Check it out on aptnnews.ca. Give it a quick read. It's not that long of a piece at all. Alexis Creek, BC, this is a Canadian Press article. The chief of the Clayton-Cotin First Nation said RCMP officers told them to leave or risk having their children taken away. Instead, they erected a fire boundary and prepared to fight. Quote, "We are generation after generation that continue to live in a fire zone. This is not new to us," unquote, said Chief Joe Alphonse, whose community is about 100 kilometers west of Williams Lake. Quote, "We feel this is the safest place for our community members to be," unquote. Emergency officials and police are urging British Columbia residents to respect evacuation orders ahead of fast-moving wildfires, but some First Nations are standing their ground, successfully protecting their homes and property. There are about 1,000 residents on the reserve, but Alphonse said only about 300 people stayed to fight the fires. BC Wildfire Service Chief Information Officer Kevin Skirpenick said there had been a slight reprieve in the weather forecast with some rain expected, bringing relief to the windy, hot, and dry conditions, fueling nearly 200 fires and displacing more than 14,000 people. Crews took advantage of calmer conditions Wednesday to make progress on fire guards near Williams Lake, where 10,000 people remain on evacuation alert. With improved conditions, Alphonse said he finally had a moment to reflect on the 3 days of firefighting without the aid of power or telephone service. He said Mounties told them to evacuate last weekend, and the conversation quickly became heated. As chief, he said his signature is required to enforce the evacuation orders on the reserve, which he chose not to authorize. Robert Turner of Emergency Management BC said Alphonse was correct. First Nations have the authority to issue their own evacuation orders for their territory. Quote, "They would hopefully be taking advice from the same experts as local government," unquote, he said. Alphonse said many in the community wanted to stay behind to fight, and they have trained firefighters, access to heavy equipment, and emergency plans to evacuate if they lost the battle with the fire. He said an officer threatened to have the Ministry of Children and Family Services, quote-unquote, remove all the children. Tempers flared, and Alphonse said he suggested their own roadblocks would keep the Mounties out, and if that didn't work, perhaps warning shots above their heads would. RCMP Staff Sergeant Annie Linteau said in a statement Wednesday, quote, "As far as the comments made by Chief Alphonse, we do not believe the comments made are reflective of the recent and continued meetings and conversations we have had with the chief," unquote. The RCMP's responsibility is to, quote, "advise the public that there has been an order and advise them the risk associated with staying," unquote, Linteau told reporters on a conference call. Quote, "Of course, if the person has the ability to make their own decision and they are over the age of 19, we will not force them to leave the home," unquote, she said. But she said if there were children under 19 at risk, police are required to move them to a safer location. No children have been removed by the RCMP to date, she added. Alphonse disagrees that officers were trying to protect their children. Quote, the safest place for our kids is here with their families, under the supervision of the leadership of this community, unquote, he said. The Union of BC Indian Chiefs said Indigenous peoples have a fundamental right to make decisions about protecting and defending the safety, health, and well-being of their community. Quote, if and when houses and band infrastructure are lost to these fires, it will take years to rebuild, and we fear in many instances the homes and infrastructure may never be built, unquote, said Grand Chief Stuart Phillip. Indigenous and Northern Affairs Canada said in a statement that the department is working with Emergency Management BC and First Nations to make sure the communities are supported. BC Forest Minister John Rostad told radio station CHNL that the province was concerned about the situation. Quote, people are staying behind. They want to fight for their homes. That poses a very serious problem. We know that these fires can be very, very volatile and can change at a moment's notice, unquote, Rostad said. Ultimately, Alphonse said staying was the right decision, and it saved at least 10 homes. The chief of Bonaparte Indian Band, north of Ashcroft, said they also defied an evacuation order over the weekend and successfully stopped flames from overrunning their reserve. Quote, my community has some really skilled firefighters, like a lot of First Nation reserves, and they came together and stopped that wildfire from wiping out that whole community, unquote, Chief Ryan Day said. He said 60 of the band's 280 members stayed to fight the fire. The community doesn't have a fire hall, a new water reservoir hasn't been connected to the main supply yet, and they don't have a formal emergency plan in place. But Day said the experience of the trained forest firefighters in his community and access to heavy equipment contributed to their success. Quote, we weren't prepared for it, of course, because it happened in a blink of an eye, but we snapped into action and everyone did their part, unquote, he said. And again, that's a piece from APTN.ca, APTN National News. Chief says RCMP threatened to call in child and family services if parents failed to leave the community. And I feel that's just an ongoing bit of colonialism where Canada is always trying to take Indigenous babies and Indigenous children away from their families to try to remove the Indigenous part of those children, to try to get rid of Indigenous people in Canada so Canada won't have to feel bad about their colonial genocide. However, as we see here, Indigenous groups stayed. They said no to the police. They stayed. They defended their community from these fires that are raging, these so-called wildfires that are raging across multiple provinces, across a vast swath of the western part of this land. Good work on the Clayton-Cotin First Nation for that defense. And it goes to show communities can take care of themselves. They don't need another oppressive force above them to tell them what's what. Communities can take care of themselves. They can plan for themselves if they are allotted enough resources to do so. And those resources aren't being strangled back by the Canadian government or other colonial powers or industrial powers. AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS, radiowaterloo.ca. Broadcasting from Waterloo, Ontario. That's it for me now. I'm going to play a song, some other music. I feel more Rebel Spell is appropriate here, and maybe one of my favorite songs by them, Chilcotin War. You may have heard it before on this, but it's awesome. Here on AWOL Radio. Thank you.
plateau, the head of a wave. Empire spreading like a treacherous disease to build a road from the ocean to caribou gold fields. Hundreds of Tyrone had already died of smallpox brought by the European tide. And now came a road crew pushing to their land. Fred with disease, it was time to take a stand. Annihilation on its way, the crowd will take it, take it, take it. Guerrilla war up in the hills, our choices left the fight we make. Dump this hand, they had to stand. Would you stand? I would stand. Back to the mountains, their place to be, but no space for them. Before the pattern was clear, they bring smallpox and rape and take my murder, theft and fear. So Clatassin and a band, choke open warriors, ambush the invaders on the banks of the Hamas. Go kill the head and the body will die. 14 whites dead beneath the underling skies. Clatassin saw it as the start of a war. The crowd's in a militia into even the sore. Annihilation on its way, the crowd will take it, take it, take. Guerrilla war up in the hills, our traces left the fight we make. This hand, they had to stand. Would you stand? I would stand. Back to the mountains, their place to be, but no space for this new enemy. Down this hand, they had to stand. Would you stand? I would stand. Back to the mountains, their place to be, but no space for this new enemy. Couldn't catch them way up there in the hills. So the crown bird and a tracker named Donald McCrane, who killed elders and babies in the course of his days, as a frontier mercenary working the fur trade. The Chakotan knew him by his bayonet blade. He struck out on his own, and the warriors shut him down. The last insult to the crowd, and the uprising was over. They were tricked into surrender with the promise of peace talks. A trap, they were arrested, and the heady judge baby tried to make one hour. They were hanged as criminals. It was another 100 years before the road was even built. Chakotan never ceded, this fight will never end. It's a legacy of struggle, and what it means to stand. Climb the gallows, take the blame, his nicknames, we don't know his name. Sounds his last